Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, hey, y'all, it's your girl, Taylor Renee, and this is my podcast, Rose Gold and Magnolia. Hey, hope all is well, hope everybody's safe. I know everybody's out, probably getting their night started. If you are, please be safe, then sorry. Say your prayers, and, you know, be around the right people that's going to make sure you're straight. And enjoy yourself. You know what, y'all? I haven't been out in a while. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. But there's good reasons behind it. But anyway, we have a dope segment tonight. I have some great topics discussing. Tonight we're doing something a little different. This night, of course, I have new music. But this night, I want to allow guests to call in because the lines will be open all night. And you can call in and rep your city. Tell me where you're from. Rep your city. Tell me what you got going on. Just simple conversation. If you want to shout out a local business, call up here. So if you want to just entertain the topics with me and converse, the guest caller number is 516-418. Again, you can call up here, rep your city. Shout out a local business. Shout out your family for all I care. Or just converse and vibe with me. Again, the guest caller number, the lines will be open, 516-418-5869. So take this opportunity to call and talk to me live. So how's everybody doing? Oh, yeah, please don't forget to subscribe and join the Rose Gold Magnolia Tribe. I have a subscription. If you're interested, DM me or inbox me on my social media platform. As I told you before, you can look me up under as Pretty Poetic LJ. Well, Pretty Poetic underscore LJ or Latasia Renee. Any one of those will pop up and you can DM me or inbox me. I would give you my email, but once you go on to my platform, I have links up there. So you can click my Linktree website and all my websites are up there. So take the opportunity to use that and join me. I have my business up there for my tea. I have my t-shirt line up there. the podcast link is up there if you can't find it. What else do I have up there? I have a lot of other stuff up there. I had to revamp. Oh, my YouTube. I still working on my YouTube. So there's a lot of things at work. But right now, you can catch this show every other day at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharp. I like to come here late because I work and stuff and I have school and the girls throughout the day mostly. So this is an opportunity for me to wind down and just focus on the show and the beautiful viewers and listeners out there. Shout out to the listeners. Again, I pay attention to my status quo on my podcast and I see where the love is being listed in from. So excuse me, y'all. I'm yawning. That's so embarrassing. But excuse me. I had a long day. But anyway, shout out to those that's been listening and tuning in. I appreciate y'all so much. Shout out to the artists that have been hitting me up. Shout out to the stranger friends that I've been meeting. I got so many new friends right now. People I don't even know. But you know what? It's always good vibes talking to new people. Especially, that's one of my number one topics today. It's okay to socialize with people you don't know. Because we meet people, we meet strangers every day. We meet strangers through people, but 9 out of 10, do you ever meet somebody on your own? No, because we're afraid to talk to people. So take initiatives to learn people and learn about their culture and be around people that's different, you know, people that you're not really used to, and learn. I've encountered a lot of people that I'm used to, but I have been having the opportunity to, I'm like, boy, I better get it together. I should have drunk my coffee tonight, but y'all, I've just been all over the place. But anyway, take the initiative to talk to people you don't know and get to know them. A conversation can go for so far. Don't be afraid. Like, you know, if you're able to sleep with somebody and don't even know them, you're able to have a conversation with them, right? It's easy as that. I'm joking. But it's the truth. You know, you sleep with a stranger any given day, but to go up to a stranger and just have a conversation, we find that hard, very hard to do. We need to stop doing that. So, meet people. You don't have to be full-blown best friends with these people. Just talk to them. See how the world is running. Not even just in your world, outside of you, outside of your box, outside of your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. Let's talk about that. Why is it so hard for us to get out of our comfort zone? Because we like, we don't like the unusual feeling. And I don't mean a unpleasant, unusual feeling. We don't like new. And new to us is comfortability. It's something that we've seen before. That's not outside the box. When I say outside the box, I mean like really going outside the box, like something you normally wouldn't do. You kind of break the paradigm of your mentality because you're not sticking to tradition or something you were taught to do. You break these wiring, these programming from your mentality, and kind of start reinventing your own program, sort of thing. This will help you with your healing process as well. If you stay within your box, you're never going to try anything new. Traveling is a good reprogramming because a lot of us haven't traveled. That's something that I need to master. That's something that's been thought of me, but I haven't really mastered it. I see that I can move around really well. But to have the access to actually go outside of the United States or outside of my location, my residential, that will be something big for me. So if you haven't traveled yet, travel. Don't allow certain things to cause fear. You know, a lot of times we don't do things because we're afraid. Don't let that stop you from living life. Definitely take the initiative to go and see the world, because God's creation is but a blink of an eye. And the eyes and beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And the world is the beauty. We just haven't really took the time to capture it for what it is. It really is. Like, there's so many beautiful parts of the world that we have yet to see. So definitely come out to comfort zone. Dating is, I want us to kind of transform the terminology of dating, because dating to us isn't the dating that we need to endure. I talked about this prior to this, being emotionally involved in a man or a woman is a great way of starting a new venture in dating or courting. Court with a man that knows his worth, a man that loves himself, a man that's not prideful, a man that's not, that will not self-sabotage, a man that is not selfish, a man that's willing, a man that's willing to step out of his comfort zone, a man that's willing to communicate, a man that's willing to thrive with you, support, motivate. And this is reciprocation for both ends. It's not just coming from the man. A man that's willing to balance. I'm just speaking from that aspect because this is from a woman's point of view, but yet, this is from a man's point of view as well. Men are afraid to date independent women because we are too independent sometimes. They're like, oh, we don't want to hear that thing. Men are scared to date independent women because we are too independent sometimes. There's nothing wrong with being independent. But you can depend on a man to communicate with you, because who are you going to talk to if he's not willing to communicate with you? And then we always get it misconstrued. Materialistic thing isn't the end all be all when it comes to dating or courting. It shouldn't be the significant factor. That should come down the line. And you both should have your shit together before you even think that somebody else is supposed to take care of you. I do believe that a man is supposed to be a man, though. I really believe that. He's supposed to be the lead. But you can lead, too. I believe in balance, too. I believe in some type of equal. It's nothing wrong. It's so attractive to me when a man leads, though. you know. But when I can add into his leadership, that's a beautiful thing. I believe in that unity. Wholeheartedly, I do. As I grew up, I was always shown that, like, through my grandfather's eye, he was the man of the house. That's what I was shown. So a lot of times, like, previous, I would think that, you know, a man is supposed to do most of financial aspects of things and the masculine things. As I grew up and I've learned a lot of things, that it really is a partnership, it's a teamship. So I can't sit here and say that it has to be all on the man, because that's a lot of stress. We forget sometimes, women, ladies, we forget sometimes. And that doesn't mean you have to allow a man to abuse or take advantage of what you bring to the table. Because women, ladies, we are the table. You know, but the man, he can have his table too. And you put those two tables together, you got a family dining room table. You get what I'm saying? Sometime down the line, we forgot. And we forget that, yes, we see the stature and that a man's supposed to have, but what about the unity of that? We have to bring that stature too. Yes, women know that, women that are independent know that, but sometimes I think we get too caught up in that, and we forget the balance of both, and we forget what the other person has going on. From experience, it was like that because I've came across dating men that always didn't want to reciprocate or lead or be the man. And I had to figure out why I was attracting those type of men. And that's because at some point in my life, I didn't want to be lead. I wanted to have the next person next to me. I wanted to initiate the lead, but have them really take the lead. But then I had to realize, like, I'm my own leader. And in order for me to attract a leader, I have to be a leader. In order for me to attract a man with money, I had to have money. In order for me to have my home, my crib, my credentials, my degrees, if that was my goal mindset, I had to have those things as well, or somewhat of those things as well. I think B. Simone said something like this, like, we manifest these men and all the things that they want, that we want this man to come with, but yet we don't have half of that shit. It's true. We demand so much sometimes that we forget. We got to have it in return. Now, if you got it, you got it. You see all these happy people, these people in these good relationships, because they have brought something before that was brought to them. And then they collided with each other, collaborated with both of what they brought, both brought to the table. Now they got a freaking dining room table. You can't complain with that. All of that coincides with each other. It really is about a balance, all about the love for each other too. Like, in the midst of all that, you have to have love for that person. You can love your friend. Because first and foremost, you have to build a friendship. You have to build and grow on each other. So that is something that you really want to look into. Because it's important. It's definitely important. We tend to forget those things. But, you know, it's a part of the journey, y'all. And I wish everyone well with it. I know everybody looks up to social media a lot of times with these things. I see a lot of videos with a couple. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to see. But don't get so caught up in it. Because your time is coming. If you're waiting for that love, you're waiting for that partner, you're waiting for that man to step up, if you're waiting for that woman to change and step her game up, if you choose Don't be afraid of your decision. Just make sure it's the right decision. People judge people off of that because they got their thing going on. You know what I'm saying? You can't judge somebody for something you do or done. That's another topic I want to talk about. You can't judge the next person for something you either done already, about to do, or have already done. Stop doing that. You put these people in this box, making them feel like they did something wrong, and you've done it. You've been there. That's a lot of times that's because that person can't converse. They can't have a adult conversation and preach it to them the positive way. I don't like when the conversation is so negative and they forget that they were in that shoe once before. You can't call the kettle black if your kettle black, okay? And that's not how the saying goes opposed to it. But you get what I'm saying. Like, you just can't sit there and chastise somebody for something you already done or did or will do. Reevaluate your conversation before you bring it to that person. Because I'm sure you were in the same predicament. We don't ever want to go into a conversation with understanding. We always think we want to be somebody's parent. Or, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say parent, but a lot of times when I ask for advice or tips, I stop and I think before I start, you know, expressing, because I don't want to always think that I'm forcing my beliefs onto people. And sometimes I used to do that. Well, but I never really noticed that I did it. And that's not good either, because people have their own beliefs, they have their own way of doing things, and I had to understand that and I had to accept that and appreciate that and walk away from it, because it's like, if you believe in one thing that I don't believe in, then I can only respect that. And not walking away from it. It takes something for me to walk away from something. But first and foremost, I will respect that. And I won't judge you off of that. It's not my place. Who am I? You know, you believe what you want to believe in. Now, if you come to me for advice, I'm going to give you my advice. You know? And I always tell people, you can take it to, you don't have to. Because at the end of the day, you're gonna choose your own walk. So like, you're gonna choose what makes you happy, and that's all that matters at the end of the day. Okay. So do you make it the best decision of your life, and don't ever fall from it, because I don't know. We regret those things, you know. We look back and we're like, dang, I really should have just stuck to what I believed in, or maybe reevaluated a little bit more and then, okay, yeah, she's right. Or maybe I would react a little bit or start that relationship because I was afraid that that person was right. Or, you know, I've had my shares with this situation and I'm done. I'm over it. You're entitled to all of these things. But make sure it's the right decision, because you don't want to look back and regret it. You know? Let's talk about regret. Well, let me not just say regret, because I think the word regret is so harsh. It's so harsh because you think about it, it's like a letdown. But, you know, you can't beat yourself up with the things that you let go or the things that didn't succeed. A lot of times I feel like the things that we pursue and they don't go the way we wanted to go is because it's not meant for you at that time or not meant for you at all. I say this to say this. Those things will come in divine timing. You have to be patient. You have to focus on self, worry about self, and then the things that you fully deserve, desired, God will give it to you. But he wants you to first focus on what's important, and that's you and what you got going on. We lose so much of ourselves in the things and people and situations and jobs and businesses and stuff like that we really forget to take the time to sit down and look at things from a different light. and reevaluating it and just see for what it is at the moment. That's another thing we tend to not do is living in the moment. We tend to forget about the present. We worry so much about the future and the past, and we don't even take a split second to think about the greatness that we have right in front of us at that very moment. They don't call the present a present for a reason. It's a gift. If you're right now listening to this show, or you're just out doing your thing right now and you're able to breathe, that is a present. That is your present. That is a present. And that's a gift that you should appreciate because you have a life. We don't thank God enough for just our life. We take advantage of that so much because we do out here do all this BS to people and just out here just manipulating and abusing and just not being a good person. And we wonder why things happen. I really, really, really believe that everything you put out to the universe, be careful of it because it comes back to you. I try to watch my steps now really carefully. And people may not understand me or see and understand the way I move, but it's for my best interest. I had to take the time to be selfish for me, like 110% this time, because I would say it and then go right back to the same routine. And that's what was messing me up, keeping me from what I needed to do. I was keeping me from doing what I was supposed to do. Not nobody else. That's another thing. We need to stop blaming people for our failures, our mishaps. We are in control of our world, everything around us. Think of it this way, like the games the kids be playing, Roblox. Think of your life like that. These kids will build a whole world around them because that's their safe haven. They build a world that they want to be a part of. And then as soon as something tries to, like a virus tries to, what's the word for it? Something that's trying to destroy their world that they created, they recreate it. These kids are so intelligent, they don't even know how intelligent they are. You have to think of your life the same way. Soon as something, and again, these are the things that we place into our world. We create this thing. Now, something that's trying to cause some type of friction in your world, you remove it. Just like with the kids, if there's a certain type of Darth Vader coming into their house they built, they get rid of the Darth Vader and they recreate the house. I use that example because that is how our world is programmed. And I mean our mindset. Everybody believes and knows that this is part of the matrix. If you don't believe that, you better get with it. If you don't know much about the matrix, go look up the movie. But the world is like a computer. It is. I'm not going to get too deep into that, but just believe that you can create every bit of your world. And you have so much power into doing that. You want the right type of love? Be the right type of love. You want a good relationship? Have good relationship. You want a person that communicates with you? Communicate with people. You get it? You gotta get it. Energy. Y'all, once y'all master energy, you're gonna feel how real it is. You're gonna see how real it is. One thing about life, it's going to have its ups and its downs. But it's up to you to be the captain of your boat. How are you going to steer your boat if something goes wrong? You got to get through it, though. We get right at the peak and we get so afraid and we revert back to the comfortability. We have to be fearless and go through it and be afraid. You know, you face your fears more when you're afraid. You test yourself. Go through it. If you go into depression, cry. We don't want to cry. We want to suppress the whole thing. Go ahead, robot. Stop being a robot. Robots don't have emotions. We do. We're humans. You are an emotional creature. Show that. Show people your vulnerable side. And then snap back at the queen mode. It's just that crown. Because you a boss at heart. You a leader at heart. Just because you show a little tears don't make you weak. Be you. Be great. We go so tough on social media, talk about, oh, the men this, the men that, and I can't do friends and all that stuff. Good, angry bird. But there's people out there living their best life. They got good people around them supporting them. Even if they do be by themselves, they still got good support system. They still travel. They still making business moves. They still doing their thing because they're not worried about the BS. They're not sitting there gossiping about stuff. They're talking about business trips and stuff like that. They talk about leveling up. They talk about investments. They talk about getting better, taking care of kids, trying to plan. They're trying to uplift one another. They're living their best life. Okay? And a shout out to those people. Only thing I like to say about that, and then after this, I'm going to jump into the song, and then I'm going to end the podcast for tonight. But just be your greatest self, live in the present, and love every moment of it. Stop wasting life and stop wasting time. Everything will happen in divine moment. So in divine timing. Y'all, like I said, that was my topic for tonight. I was just pretty much freestyling tonight because I really wanted my guests to call over here. I didn't get much of that opportunity, but it's okay. Next episode will probably be Monday. I don't like to do episodes on the weekend because that's, you know, family time. So I love y'all. I hope y'all appreciate the segment tonight. This is Rose Gold Magnolia. I'm your host, Tasia Renee. 11 p.m. sharp Eastern Standard Time. I posted on all my social media platforms, PrettyPoetic_LJ or Tasia Renee. Look me up. Hit me up if you want to hear your content, your music, whatever creativity, talent, gift you got going on, just let me know. Reach out to me. This is my boy, Iroko, and this is his song, straight from Nigeria. Y'all represent. I love y'all so much. Y'all stay on your healing journey and keep detoxing, okay? You want to join and become a part of the Rose Gold Magnolia tribe. Hit me up, y'all. I'm so sorry. Y'all excuse me. But I love y'all so much. Y'all enjoy this show, and y'all be safe out there if y'all out and about. Peace.
Which is a one guy you now, nah, it's silent. I know the suck, I make it sweet. Still be my bad life, so but first of all, I would like to introduce myself. Without election, I'ma be a cow myself. Enjoy all my thirsty, they call me Iroko. I they suck, I they play, I they sing, but baby, you don't look at me. Because bye-bye, bye-bye, eat up good man. Come see my guy, we be the dub, I'll let us hear eyes. Anybody feel make up, anybody feel fuck up. But even if they shout and we will see the thunder. I'm going up, I'm day for villa, they try and try. You fix the bubble, if for speak, say you be wire, wire. People were supposed to save us, they kill themselves. Now why everybody got back to them with the headshots? You dey shoot California, she can't dey spell up, aye. Why you go buy clothes for your people, your guy go for butter, aye. See, if you make the money, try to dey invest the money. But if you invest the money, see, try to dey.